The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, I think we had some good stretches offensively. You know, when Teddy was in there, we had some good games and some good run-up games as far as winning and losing. Drew's been put into some tough spots. We've lost a little bit of a rhythm with our offense, you know, both in the run and passing game. And it's been a little difficult, but, you know, I'm confident that with George here, we're going to find the answers to that moving forward.
All right, my first brew back here in 2022, and we start with a Vic Fangio that sounded and looked pretty confident to me. Sounded and looked like a guy who believes he's going to be back next year, which would disappoint me, which would disappoint you, which would disappoint just about everybody out there. So where does that confidence that he displayed yesterday come from? Because man, he did not look like a guy that was ready to have the football Grim Reaper tapping on his shoulder anytime soon.
Well, it was just like him throwing out the wish flags, you know?
Wish flags.
He throws out those red wish flags and hopes that clearly a call that's clearly not gone his way, all of a sudden, those are a wish and they're going to change. I mean, we've had some offensive struggles or some lack of continuity or whatever it was he said, you think? You know? I mean, no. Hey, I've got faith in George. Good. I'm glad, because I got faith in George, too. I got faith in George that he's going to be able to fix it and that you're not going to be involved in that.
Next on the Morning Brew.
It's such a well-built team. Like, it's a Super Bowl team, you know? And you just sit back and you just get so frustrated because it's so much better than what our records show, you know? And we know that. And we saw a glimpse of just amazingness sometimes. And to not consistently put that out there, you know, it's frustrating. It's frustrating as a player. I know it's frustrating as coaches, as an organization. It's tough, man. We such a good football team.
Okay, that's a whole other debate, which we can get into at some point. Whether or not you agree with Melvin Gordon's assessment that this is a Super Bowl roster. That's a debate for another time. But if he honestly feels that way, then other than being delusional, who is he thrown under the bus then yesterday with these comments?
If you think they're that talented, then he's talking to the coaches. If you think you have that much talent, which I would disagree with, but that's fine. We can have that argument. We can disagree on that. But if you think you have that much talent and you just can't put it together, then that's coaching. It's always about the players. The players, the players, the players. You got to put players in positions to win. And that's direct.
The players also know the importance of the quarterback, especially a running back, offensive player, heck, defensive players. I mean, you talk to defensive players who are free agents, and they'll tell you know, one of the things that they're always looking at when they're looking at teams to come to is who's their quarterback.
Sure.
So are you sure? My first inclination when I heard it was, okay, he's throwing the coaches under the bus. But then, I don't know. How much is that? Hey, we got a Super Bowl roster, except at quarterback.
Okay, but let me ask you this. How much of that is okay, quarterback or coaching or whatever? You can parse it any way you want to parse it. How much of that is you don't know what a Super Bowl roster looks like? So how much of that is delusional? You think you guys are good, and I've said this many times, you think you're working hard, you think you're prepping, you think you're studying, you think you're doing all the right things, but you're not.
Well, he doesn't know for sure, but one thing he does know from his Charger days is we always agreed that those Charger teams were really talented.
Well,
they'd always Charger gun of Chargers,
yeah.
Right?
I think they were, they had pockets of talent, and they had a quarterback. I don't know that how they were really, like, there were areas where they were talented. But, yeah, yeah, I'll give you that. So
Tiger makes a stew out of me.
We'll revisit that.
All right. That's an interesting conversation.
Because Troy Rank will join us at 7:45. He asked a follow-up to Melvin and asked him to expand on it. And I thought he gave a good detailed answer that maybe even created a little bit more. Who exactly is he talking about here?
Right.
All right. Next on the Morning Bro.
Crossing Dorian Finney-Smith left corner, and he drains it from the left corner.
Mavs radio as the depleted Nuggets on the road lose to Dallas 103-89. And this was a game that, did it show that unless you're getting, like, you know, a performance like from Facu Campazzo the other day where he stepped up and was like, wow, terrific. But, you know, with this team, yeah, you're going to get Jokic being Jokic, 27-16. But who's that other guy that's going to be special on that night? You got to find that one guy that's going to be special that night. And last night, nobody else. The only other two guys in double figures, Aaron Gordon with 15, Will Barton with 12.
Meh. Yeah, they're in. When is Murray supposed to be back? When is Blue Arrow supposed to be back?
Well, that's not the story. Last night, MPJ was with the team and taking shots before the game.
Like basketball shots or taking shots? Like, was he like partying?
Or another shot for his back.
He's tall.
Oh, yeah.
No, Michael
Junior Porter.
He was taking shots. Basketball shots.
Basketball.
And they were going in.
Hey! That would be great news.
Look, you've gone through back surgery a couple times. Well, where would you place the likelihood that Michael Porter Jr. comes back from another back surgery and is able to make a significant impact for the Denver Nuggets this season? Where would you place the odds at?
Based upon the contract they already signed him to?
That does not kick in until next year.
Zero. That's where I'd put that.
Okay.
Maybe right near, just maybe a slight smidge, not quite one, but might slight smidge above zero.
Like 0.4% or something.
Yeah, something like that.
You don't even want to go to 0.5 because then you'd have to round it up to 1. You don't even want to go there.
No, I don't want to go there.
Okay. Next on the Morning Brew.
Heinz Field is so special to me. You know, just like this city is. And even you guys, for the most part. I'm very thankful and blessed to call this home. And so thank you to all the fans and everybody.
Aww. Ben Roethlisberger playing, in all likelihood, his last game in Pittsburgh.
Unless he scrapes himself up off the carpet.
Did you?
With that big clown boot on.
Did you get caught up in the touchy-feely nature of this being Big Ben's last hurrah?
I'm going to say no.
Why not? Just not a lovable, embraceable. He's just not that kind of guy.
He's been great, but I don't get. I don't know. It, like, there's not as much.
I know. I didn't feel it either. I didn't feel it either. I mean, trust me. I can buy into not rooting for a particular team or guy, but you'd still embrace and enjoy the moment, right? I tried. I tuned in last night with the idea. I tried. Never felt it.
I didn't either. I was like, eh. Hey, man, it's been a good run. See you around sometimes. Here's your watch.
Right. Right.
And that dude's a Hall of Famer.
Easily. First ballot.
Yeah.
He'll sail right in. I know.
But you're right. Because it almost feels like you're just waiting for him to have this rise. You know, it's like that one of them WWE shows where all of a sudden the guy's tapped out, you got him stranglehold, and all of a sudden, boom, he moves his back off the, what? And one leg at a time, and he stands up, and everybody goes crazy.
No.
I'm waiting for
it. He's not playing next year. He's done.
Yes, but there is that little bit in the back of your mind goes, what if, when it comes to Ben?
And don't anybody I do not want to look at the text line after this is over and say, hey, Big Ben in Denver would be a great idea. No. Guy's washed. Washed.
I'm with you.
Yeah, we're done. Don't want any part of it. Okay? Anybody but Ben. All right, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Coming up next, our 9 News Bronco insider, Mike Kliss. All right, we'll try to pin him down. What does he think? Is Vic Fangio getting ready to coach his last game as a Bronco head coach this Saturday? We'll talk to Mike next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.